Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of the Pet Psychic Radio Show. Call in at 917-889-2693. That's 917-889-2693. Looks like there's people on hold already, so our calls are coming in. Chat room is open, so join us there. You can go on blogtalkradio.com and click on the chat room. It should say Pet Psychic Radio on the right-hand side of the corner where it says what chat rooms are currently open. So check us out there. Hi, Boo Boo. Hi to anyone else who's in our chat room. I just see Boo Boo waving at me. Laura, are you there?
I'm here.
Yay. Hi.
Hi. Supposedly today is National Prayer Day. And it's also National Be Kind to Animals Week.
Whoa. Cool.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. That's
so
awesome.
We could all take a moment to pray that everyone is kind to animals.
Yes. That would be great. And I have something to say after we do our moment here.
Right.
My animals are barking. They're not taking this moment seriously right now. They're outside.
What are they barking at?
I have no idea. I don't know. They probably see an animal out there.
I found a dead little bird today. It's so sad.
A dead bird?
I just got my windows washed and it flew into the window.
Oh.
I know. Cute little thing.
That's so sad.
Aloha.
Do you hear them?
Yeah, Aloha sounded like she was saying hello. Did she come close to the...
She's just walking by where I'm at. And they're running. I usually kind of put them away, but I've decided not to. For our listeners, Laura and I were talking earlier, and she was just like, no, it's fun. Leave them out. So you're just going to hear them barking.
I know. They were barking like that, though, when I said it.
Yeah, now they're totally barking. But I do want to go quickly.
Imagine them quiet.
Okay. Hold on, let me do it.
Imagining them quiet and imagine everyone being kind to animals at this present moment and into the future.
Will you ask them what they're barking at?
Yeah, I will. Hold on. There's like some guy outside. I think maybe he has a hose or something.
I can't see from here, but there might be someone out there.
He moved, she said. He moved. She probably scared him back into his barrel.
Oh. What were you saying?
You were saying something's going on with them, or like, what's
the
story?
Yeah. Okay, so the story is the other day, John, my husband, and I were walking down the street, and we took Ripley and Aloha to go get some lunch. So John goes in and orders our food. We're waiting outside for it to get prepared, and I'm holding both of them, and a skateboarder comes by, and Aloha freaks out and starts barking at him, which is pretty normal. She does that. But Ripley, all of a sudden, like, gets out of my grasp, like at the leash, like, and she jumps at the guy and attacks him.
No.
Yeah.
She actually attacked him?
Yes, she attacked him. And she...
Like, when you say attacked, I picture, like, teeth out, growling, fighting, knocking off the skateboard flying into the street.
Yes. Well, I mean, he had really quick reflexes where he was able to pick the skateboard up with his hand real fast as soon as he heard the barking dogs. And then Ripley kind of nipped him, like, in the inner thigh and then, like, jumped on him. It didn't break the skin. But it really...
Did he take down his pants to see?
Yeah, he did. He, like, pulled up his shorts just to check.
Oh, my gosh. Get that Ripley inside the house right now.
Really?
We should have locked her in her crate for this conversation.
I know. I'm really upset. Like, I don't understand.
And I would be. And so has she ever done anything like this before?
When we've been walking, she has jumped, like, on people, but it was just like she does that, and we always tell people, oh, just turn around and ignore her. but she has never, like,
Wait, what do you mean? Like, you're walking down the street, and then all of a sudden she jumps on somebody?
Yeah, and, we'll be walking and by. Then, yeah.
And you can't just pull her off?
No, we do. We generally do pull her off, but she has a jumping problem.
So then when you tell the other people to turn around and ignore her.
That's like when people come over to our house.
Oh, that's when people come to your house.
Yeah. On the street, we just, like, as soon as we see her, we try to do a look at me, and then if she doesn't do a look at me and she jumps towards the person, we just pull her because we don't want anyone to get hurt, and we just pull her close to us. Or, like, if we see a person coming, we try to, you know, block the way, you know, and just, like, distract her.
Oh, good. And so in the past here, when she's jumped on someone, have you felt it to be an aggressive jump, a confusion jump, or a hello, I'm happy to see you jump?
I would say mostly confusion when it's a stranger on the street. It's like, it's usually, I've never seen her do it where she was growling or attacking, but she definitely jumps up and is like, it doesn't seem like a hi, I'm so excited, but more like, hey, who are you?
Right. Okay. Okay, so let's talk to her about this. So the first thing we really have to work on is, like, her not jumping, like, her keeping all fours on the ground at all times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, like, explain to her how rude it is to jump up on somebody else, and that's invading somebody's space. And what I tell them, too, is when they jump up like this, like, in public and actually bite someone, which is, like, really serious. Did he report it?
No. Well, so what happened was, it happened. I apologized, and then he left. Then, like, 20 minutes later, I walked back up to my house, and as we were walking, like, two blocks away, the guy came and tracked us down and started asking us, like, if she had her shots and stuff. And
because he saw his friends, and his friends were like, oh, my God, she had his shots.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal was. It seemed a little bit shady. Like, I understand, like, I'm taking responsibility. Like, that was a horrible thing that happened, and it's my dog's fault. But at the same time, there was something weird. He was like, well, because nothing happened. Like, it didn't break the skin, and we looked at it. So it just seemed a little bit, you know, I don't know. He came and chased us down, and I didn't know if he was going to follow us home.
And how old was he?
Like a teenager or like early 20s, maybe.
Oh. So. He might have just gotten scared, you know?
Yeah, that's what I thought. You know, either way, I just apologized to him and told him it was, you know, I'm so sorry. I should have had a stronger grip on her. And, you know, are you okay? And, you know, I'm really sorry. And she has all her shots and everything. And if there's anything, let me know.
So Dee is in the chat room and she's saying, you know, it's still considered a bite in California and you can still be liable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. That's very, very true. You can be. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that we're going to talk to Ripley about.
Okay.
It's really, really serious when she jumps on someone. I mean, even if she didn't bite him and jumped on him and tripped him, you're still liable if he injures himself.
Right.
And so explain about that. And the wheels in general, a lot of dogs have skateboarding problems or bicycle problems because of the wheels and the noise and the coming at them and the speed. And Stormy, my Aussie, he was a herder. And so he sort of had, like, he wanted to sort of run after skateboards when he was younger. Never really would ever hurt anyone, but he wanted to run after them. Mm-hmm. And the way I trained him not to is I actually learned to skateboard and taught him to run alongside my skateboard. And after he learned that it can be a fun tool to play with, he never did it again. And you skateboard, right? You're a big skateboarder.
Yeah, so, I skateboard.
Yeah, I would get a skateboard and skateboard with her so she starts to understand what that is.
Okay.
But we do want to talk to her about, like, the seriousness of it. And that it's the problem, too, is when you have puppies. Like, Ripley's, how old do you think she is?
She's a little over a year now. She turned a year in November.
Yeah. And she really is. I mean, that's like Luca's age, actually. Mm-hmm. And so they really just are puppies. And they're just sort of learning, like, what the world is about and what's appropriate and what isn't. And this is also the age where they're starting to learn a little bit more about how hard they're biting and the use of their mouth. And dogs that have a lot of energy and they play really hard, they're using their mouth all the time with other dogs. They don't realize that putting a their mouth on another person, how like dangerous that is. I think that that's somewhat okay, you know? So, okay, let's talk to her about this.
Okay.
So where is she now?
She's in the house playing with the stuffed animal.
Can you go get her so she's not playing with a stuffed animal?
Ripley.
Okay.
Ripley, come here. Come here. Laura wants to talk to you.
She's young. She's just Luca's age. I mean, they really are. Like, every day he learns something new. And the thing, too, about this age, I will say, is that they're still, like, I mean, I'm so repetitive with him, with Luca, about jumping up. And he's still jumping up. So,
yeah.
It's like they don't even know that not jumping up is not okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're learning, though. They're getting better. Okay, hold on. Let me get Ripley on. So I'm telling her that what happened the other day. Do you remember the skateboard? And do you remember jumping on the boy that was riding the skateboard? And do you remember biting his thigh? That was really serious. Can you tell me why you did that? I did it because Aloha said, you better get him. He might run me over. And he gave me a pain in my ear. And he was mad. So what I'm going to do is tell her about the wheels and that they might give her a pain in the ear. But do you know how dogs can run really fast? People can't run that fast, so they ride skateboards to get places quicker, or bicycles.
Mm-hmm.
But why do they grind so much? It's just the way they're designed. Can you tell my mom that I realized it was serious? And I realized this because John was upset. And when I bit him in the thigh, I thought to myself, this isn't me. I didn't know what happened. Well, now I'm going to tell her about when she jumps on people that she could knock them down and really hurt them. And when she bites people, that she could really hurt them, and that could cause a lot of damage for the person, could really hurt the person, and mommy and daddy could lose their home. And also the guy could get really hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed because he was rubbing his thigh. I feel bad that I hurt the guy. So, Ripley, what you have to do is try really hard when you see a skateboard or when you see people coming at you to keep all fours on the ground, lick and yawn and blink your eyes and look away. It's very, very, very important. The worst thing you can do, the worst thing a dog can do is bite a person. That is never, ever, ever allowed. unless you feel your people are in danger, but you won't know about that until years. Like, don't worry about understanding what true danger is until you're a few years older. Because then they learn that with with experience.
That's one of the things I told her after it happened. Like, we came home and I just had a serious talk with her that night, was that, you know, the guy could really get hurt, and, you know, how sad I was because I don't want to risk her getting taken away from me, you know, or anything like that, or us getting in trouble. But, you know, I said, you know, the consequences that, you know, you might get taken away from us if you do continue to do that.
And then I said, you would never let that happen. When I see a person coming, I need help. Because sometimes my back legs work faster than my head.
You know, what's the good thing about that came out of this is that, like, I'm now really aware of what her potential is, and that we need to work on these things. And, you know, we work on these things on during our classes at Wagville and stuff on Saturdays, but maybe I need to focus more on calming stuff even more.
Yeah, because now it's like whenever you walk by a person, it's gonna have to be like a training session to make sure that she doesn't do that. And if it's really bad, like if she lunges at everyone you walk by, you might want to think about walking her on a gentle leader, because then you have more control over her head. And as she lunges up, you can easily pull her head back.
Right. Yeah, I'll try that. Well, thank you for talking to her. I've been so upset over this since, you know, it happened two days ago. It's just really depressing. I've never had a dog that did that. So, you know, Ventura I had for 14 years, and he's just never been that dog. So it was really scary for me.
It is a very scary thing. It is. And I'm really glad that you're taking it seriously, because a lot of people don't. A lot of people have this happen to them and they think, oh, it just happened one time, and they don't take it seriously. So it's good that you are, and that you're going to work on getting her better.
Yeah, I was telling my friend, like, he might come over and maybe help me train, because he's a skateboarder, so I could
he could
skateboard and come by, and then I can, like, you know, tell her to sit and stay and calm and all that, and give her treats.
Yeah, it's great. The other thing that I used to do when I taught dog training classes is go to the shopping center and get a shopping car and just teach them to walk along the shopping car and do sits and heels next to the shopping cart, so they get used to, like, wheels going by them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. I'll try that.
Yeah.
I'll try that. Maybe I'll videotape it and show everyone.
Yeah, cool.
I'll show you guys her progress. Well, thank you so much. We should. That would be great. We should probably get on to some phone calls. Sorry, everyone. I took up so much of our time today, but let's get to our first caller. We have last digit is 1100. So if that's you, get ready for the phone call. What you're going to do is when you get on the line, just let us know what your pet's name is, what kind of pet he or she is, dead or alive, how old, what do they look like, and just one question. So here we go, 1100. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Hi. Can you hear me?
So who's your pet? Yes, we can hear you.
Hi, this is Dee Baldus, and that was on the thing. My pet was, her name was Ruby. She was a white poodle mix. She's no longer with us. She had a stroke in January of 2010. And my question is, I had to make a very sudden decision to let her go, and I've just always wondered if I'd made the right decision.
Were you able to be with her when she passed?
I was, but the problem was I wasn't able to be calm then. And that's what I always felt like. I was hysterical practically.
Aww. Did you feel like she passed well? Like her
actual
passing?
Yeah, I do. I do. I felt like I was doing the right thing because I felt like she was going to suffer if I didn't.
All right, good. Good. And if you feel like their actual passing, like the time when their spirit actually leaves their body, if you feel like that when peacefully, very often that they're at peace with the decision. But let's get a hold of her. And her name is Ruby, right?
Ruby.
And she was a poodle, a white poodle mix?
White poodle mix. She was probably about 8 or 9. And she was voluptuous, we'll say.
Okay, now is she a large dog or a medium dog?
No. She was about 10 pounds, 10, 12 pounds.
Oh, she was small. Okay, that's cute. Okay, hold on. Let me get her. She says that my mom was there for me holding my paw.
Yep.
I felt her holding my paw when I left. And I want my mom to know that here is really beautiful. And I curl up by her head.
Oh, that's really sweet.
And sometimes when it's dark out, I sleep with her. She says, here in heaven, it only rains part of the time. I don't know what that means, so I'm going to ask her. I mean, it only rains when you want to see a rainbow.
Aww.
That's so cute. Do you have a thing for rainbows?
I do.
You do? Oh, that's why then.
Real rainbows, aww, though, not the painted ones. I like real rainbows.
Oh, that's what she's talking about then. Oh, that's so sweet. She says there in heaven there's a big water dish that she can put her feet in to clean her feet off so she's always clean.
She liked to be clean. She was constantly cleaning herself. That's very sweet.
Aw, that's sweet, Dee. She's in a good place.
Thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, you
and
have a wonderful day.
You too. You too.
Thanks.
Aw. Cute. Are you there? Oh, so I must be getting our next caller. So one of the things of the reason why I said, oh, I asked Dee if how her animal passed is because a lot of people are nervous about the actual passing and if their animal is in a good place or if their animal is ready. Mm-hmm. It's been in my experience that when animals go peacefully, when they pass or if their body doesn't do any like jumping or gasping, then they're ready. The vets will often tell you if the animal gasps, that it's just a body reaction. But it's been in my experience that a lot of times those animals are not ready to pass on. So that's something for you all to know if you feel peace. And then also right after the animal passes, if you're quiet and just sort of take a moment to breathe and just pay attention to your surroundings, the being that has passed on will very often try to fly through you or fly around you, and you might feel it like a tingling on your neck or them flying through your body or if you're outside or if you go outside after the appointment, you might feel like a really swift, warm breeze, or the atmosphere might look really bright, or you might hear the birds really crisp. So it's important to pay attention to your surroundings. But if for some reason you don't feel those things, that doesn't mean anything. It's probably just you're so much in your grief that it's hard to feel those. Okay.
So
ready for our next caller.
Okay, cool. Here we go. We got Aaron from DC. Aaron, you there?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
So tell us about your cat, is it?
Yeah. Her name's Abby. She's a little over a year old, a lynx tip Siamese cat. And she's very vocal when I come home. And I'm curious what she's talking about.
Okay, and is it just when you come home, or is it?
Yeah. My housemates say she's really quiet all day long, and then whenever I come home, she's got a lot to say. Like a real lot to say.
That's cute.
Okay, hold on, let me get her. Abby, right?
Yeah, Abigail.
And what color?
She's white, but she's lynx tip, so mm-hmm. she's sort of like tabby on the lynx.
Mm-hmm.
On the tips, like her tips of her ears and her tail.
She says that she thinks that you should have come home sooner. And she would like fish that's squished up with a fork. Do you know what that is?
Oh, that, she like, would like what?
It's like fish or something. It's something fishy. Like, it almost reminds me of tuna fish, maybe. Or salmon. Squished up with a fork. Do you feed her that?
I don't actually know. I wanted to ask about food, though, because she's been pretty picky about food lately.
I need oily fish.
Okay. Oh. She can have that.
She said she wants crunchies that doesn't tickle her.
Okay. So maybe the food I've been giving her is too crunchy and it tickles her?
She says the crunchies that she has tickles her tongue.
Okay.
And she wants her kibble in a longer bowl.
Okay.
What does that mean?
I don't like my whiskers touching the side.
This is true. Okay.
This is actually a common suggestion from the animals. That they very often want to eat off plates rather than bowls because they don't like their side of their mouth or their whiskers touching the side.
Okay. I can do that, too.
The other thing that she says is that she wants a swinging gym. So she wants something that swings.
Well, she's really demanding, isn't she?
Make sure she has somebody that can hear her. She might as well get it all out.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You've never, how old is she?
She just turned a year last month, so she's real young yet.
Yeah, she's really young. So she wants to do something swinging. Maybe put her in a towel or a swinger.
Okay.
Take like a hand with a towel.
Okay, yeah. Well, the other thing I wanted to mention is that sometimes she can be a bit of a scaredy cat, especially in terms of the other house cats, that, like my housemates have cats as well. And I wanted you to let her know that those were her friend cats.
They're friends, you said.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, what I'm also going to tell her is not only are they her friends, but what she can do around them is blink her eyes, lick and yawn. And turn away and watch for those signals in the other cats as well.
Yeah.
I do that, but they move fast towards me.
Oh.
Sometimes they really scare me.
They're bigger cats, for sure, and they're older gentleman cats.
And one looks for me. Mm-hmm. Maybe he just wants to be your friend?
Yeah, that's Romeo, yeah.
Well, I'm not so sure about that.
Oh, no?
She's not sure that she wants to be friends. But, you know, just keep telling her that he's friendly and to lick and yawn and blink her eyes and that she can feel comfortable around him and that he can be her teacher, that he can teach her things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll think about that.
Okay.
And she wants another food.
Thank you, Erin.
She wants a bowl.
Yeah, thank you. Tell her I'll get her a bigger bowl.
Okay.
And what was that final thing you said, Laura?
Oh, she wants a ball, too.
Oh, another ball. Okay. Really demanding little kitten.
She's had a lot of... Well, she said... What is she saying? A lot of
I know. That's what she must have been yelling at her about all every day. So we got an update. Tora?
Hi.
Hi. Hello, so, yeah, we got an update from Tora about Bullet. So tell us what's going on.
Well, he's still alive. Yay.
So remind us what was going on with Bullet and what kind of dog he is.
Okay, Bullet is a shepherd mix, and he's medium, and he has this, like, huge heart condition where it's a murmur or something like that, but he's at, like, stage 5, and his heart's just huge, and he's taking medicine for his, he's got, like, mucus around it or something, so he's been coughing, but that we got medicine for that. But what we've also been doing is we can totally change his diet. We went to Origin and the hydrated food from Honest Kitchen, which is amazing. And now we're giving him acupuncture and herbs and, like, all these other things. Like, I'm doing Reiki on him. And so I don't want to – what I want to ask him is, like, obviously we don't want him to die, and this is why we're doing it all. But I don't want to be overbearing, so I kind of want to know – how is he taking it? Is there something that he's just like, hey, let me be, or, yeah.
Oh, good question. Okay, and remind me again about what exactly he looks like. He's a small shepherd, you said, and what's his color?
Yeah, he's medium, and he's white with, like, black-brown. He's got ears that stick up.
I actually feel good with everything. I like a lot of the food. I like the one mixed with water.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I like is the acupuncture. The acupuncture makes my hip feel better.
Awesome.
And it stops tingling in my hind legs. I also feel like I can walk farther without being winded. I feel like I got a lot of love coming at me. And that love makes me feel bigger than myself. And if you start to feel bigger than yourself, one day it doesn't matter if you have a body or not.
It's true.
But at this moment, I like my body. I don't fear death, but I'm not welcoming it right now either. And the herbs, sometimes they make me a little drowsy. But it's okay.
It's actually the liquid herbs. There's two pills. The cold liquid one.
One's a cold liquid. So have you noticed that's the one that makes them drowsy? Or are you asking?
Oh, yeah. No, I've noticed that the pills make them drowsier. Not the
herbs. Pill makes them drowsy. Oh, okay. I like crunchy greens. Do you know what that is?
No. Maybe it's just that the food, the water food.
It looks like those dried kale chips. Do you know those?
Yeah, we've been giving him a lot of cookies and stuff from the Three Dog Bakery.
Maybe it's something from there. Oh. And they look like thin, though.
Okay. Crunchy green.
He says the sun shines on you and him, and that makes him happy.
Aww.
I bet that's the Reiki.
The what?
The Reiki that you're doing? Like the
energy
work?
Oh, yeah.
I'll bet that's what he's calling the sun. Aw, he sounds good.
Yeah, I'm so happy. Yay. That's so heartwarming. Yeah, thank you so much.
Aw, you're welcome. I love what he said. What did he say before? It slipped out.
Oh, which one? When he said the sun shines?
No, it was so amazing when he said it. I forgot. I forget.
Now we'll have to listen back.
I know, that you go. Then we take perfect. Sorry.
Sorry, thank you.
Thanks, Tora. It was awesome. So profound what he said. Do you remember?
Well, he said a lot of profound things, so. We'll have to listen back, and we'll post it on our Facebook page. Yeah. So we got Maria on the line from German Shepherd Rescue of Orange County. Sorry, that was like a mouthful for a second.
Hi,
Maria.
How are you? Hi.
Good.
Hi, Maria. Thanks for coming on.
Of course. Thanks for having me. I love to listen to the doggies. That's great.
Oh, good. It's so great to have you on. So tell us about the organization. You said that this week is also National Be Kind to Animals Week.
Well, actually, it's May 6th and the 7 days following. So it's the 6th through the 13th. So we can all prepare for that and think about all the things we're going to do to be kinder to animals in the community, in our homes, you know, just out and about. There's many, many ways, which I'm sure people are aware of. But German Shepherd Rescue Orange County is devoted to rescuing purebred German Shepherds all over Southern California. And right now we have about 78, 79 in our care, all ages, all colors, all sizes, all levels of activity. So we're working really hard to keep promoting the dogs and to learn more about them. So that's why I'm here today, to learn about one of our special rescues.
Yeah, and so you sent me a picture of Berlin. Can you tell us about Berlin?
I can't tell you much. I'm hoping you can tell me more. Berlin was rescued from a very, very high kill shelter in Southern California, and she was a volunteer favorite there because she just really seemed to need some human companionship of some sort. She was really pining at the shelter. We don't know what her background is. We don't know if she was dropped off. We don't know if she was a stray. But she refused to eat at the shelter, and we became very, very thin. So when we got her, of course, we immediately put volunteers to work, you know, welcoming her and making her feel more comfortable. Since then, she's begun to eat. And she's coming out of her shell a little bit, but it would help us to know what kind of home would be ideal for her, if she's in any pain, you know, what brought on the sadness that she was feeling.
And she's beautiful. And she's a sable, is that right? Because I just have a picture of her head.
She's a sable, I would say, more than a blanket back. Yeah, I would say so. Black and tan, a little bit plushy coat.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me get her.
They're about 6 or 7, I'm guessing, maybe 5. This is the tough thing when you rescue them from shelters and you have to rely on, you know, just a physical exam.
She says, sometimes I have a bad stomach ache.
Oh, okay.
It's really bad after I eat.
Okay.
And then I get this bad saliva. And it tastes really bad in my mouth. That sounds like acid reflux.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she'd do better on a no-grain diet. Because sometimes...
Well, she's on a sensitive stomach diet, but we need to change it at some point.
You know what else you could do for that is... I don't know with the acid, with the saliva tasting that way. But, like, sometimes when they talk about having a bad pain in their stomach after they eat, if you water down the kibble and let it sit for, like, an hour before you feed it to her,
right?
Then it would swell so much in her stomach. Like, you'll be amazed about how much, like, one cup of kibble actually swells.
Okay.
So you could try that, too.
All righty. We'll do that.
I want a home with a really sensitive mom and dad.
Okay. Does she want brothers and sisters?
She says the problem with her old mom and dad is that they weren't that sensitive.
Okay.
They kind of wanted me to be a protector, but I didn't have it in me. They got kind of tired of giving me free food.
Yikes.
They said I wasn't working for it.
Oh, dear.
I really just want someone to love me. I have a lot of people that love me now. I've never really been around children, but I can't say that I would be bad.
What about other animals?
I feel like everyone should just be who they are.
Hmm.
I like other dogs if they're not bullies. I had one that I got to lie with all the time. But he was much older than me. How does she seem around other dogs?
Vocal.
Vocal?
Vocal. I can't tell if it's warding them off or telling them that she's the boss or I don't know.
She seems so timid. You know, let me ask her why she's being vocal around the other dogs, because she seems so timid to me, like she'd just be watching them walk by.
No, she's vocal.
Is she vocal and moving forward or just?
No, standing there yelling at them, basically.
Okay. I'm actually much better the closer I get. I say this is supposed to be my job, protect my space, right?
Oh. Well, you can tell her she doesn't have to work like that in her next family.
Yeah,
she's going to be a family member.
Okay, she says she's kind of scared around other dogs, too. Do you notice when she barks any of her hackles go up?
No, they really don't. It sounds like more like she's yelling at them, like, you stay away from me.
Because as a general rule, if you ever do see hackles go up, if they go up at the top and then they break in the middle of the back and then they go up around the hips again, or if they go straight all the way down the back, those are usually fear hackles, and that means that whatever their bark or their aggression is stemming from fear. But if it's just in the front, that's usually territorial.
Okay, we'll observe that.
But I mean, still can be bad either, you know, can be aggressive either way. But
do you know if she's been bred before? Can you tell if she's had babies before?
Okay. I had one baby, and it grew up to be about 4 months old. But you know what? I actually don't think it was her baby. I think that it was a puppy that was around her.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
Because I only see one.
Okay.
I'm going to tell her she doesn't need to work.
Yeah.
And tell her to lick and yawn and blink her eyes when she sees other dogs. And that's how other dogs communicate with one another. And that'd be really great if she could calm herself by licking and yawning and blinking her eyes and looking away. And then once she's calmed herself, then she can glance at the other dog and look at the other dog for those signals to see if the other dog is friendly.
Right.
I sort of know it, but I kind of get scared.
Aw. Well, we just want her to know that everybody's working very hard for her and that, you know, she's not going to have to work again. We're going to find her a home where she needs to be a good family member, a good canine citizen, but she won't have to be a guard dog.
That she'll only be... that she'll only have to be a companion dog and only have to share love with her people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to stay away from saying you don't have to be a guard dog because
right. They
don't understand the don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. She's so
what
cute.
Is her what is her personality
so
like?
Like, to me, she just seems so thankful and so, like, it actually surprises me that she's barking at other dogs because she seems like, reflective. Like, she's, like, really watching what's going on, and she seems really smart. Like, she understands everything that's going on around her, and she just seems really shy.
Okay,
but
well.
But surprises out there. Is she like that? Is she shy when she meets people?
No. No, she's doing much, much better than when she came in. Much, much better. I think she was just so confused by the shelter experience, as they all are. Such a sensitive breed, of course. But we just want her to know that we're all doing our best, and that, you know, the only kind of work we expect her to do is to just be a good girl and, you know, have nice manners.
I can do that, she said.
Be patient with her people as they learn about her.
Yeah. Aw, she's nice.
Yeah. Well, she's looking for a home. And she'll be on our website at www.gsroc.org, www.gsroc.org, along with about 75, 80 other dogs that are all looking. So we appreciate...
They're really beautiful dogs. Some really, really beautiful ones.
They're really
One day I will get a dog from you guys. I say that. One day, or 1 year, I should say.
Well, you know, they always find you when you least expect it. I always say the dog finds you. You don't find the dog. So
I know. I've almost found every single one you guys brought on here. I mean,
I'm pretty sure everyone we've brought on has gone on to find a home. I can't think of any that have not. We had worked on Schultz some time back, and Schultz found a wonderful home. This was a boy who could leap 7-foot fences and did so. But he's safe and sound and happy now.
That's great. So how can people donate to you? They can donate via PayPal?
They can, right, absolutely. PayPal via our website. They can send a check. There's an address on our website to our P.O. box. We actually prefer checks, believe it or not, because the online resources take a percentage of the dog's money, and we hate it when that happens. So PayPal is one option. Checks are a better option. They're on our, through our website. You can pledge a monthly donation and just have your bank take care of it. That's very, very simple. We have a wish list of all sorts of items that our dogs need on a regular basis. Everything from, you know, good quality dog food and treats to collars, leashes, toys, you know, all the goodies, plastic bags, things like that. So that's all available on our website as well. And we're always looking for foster homes. That's probably the most precious resource we could have, foster homes. Many of our dogs are in boarding right now because we just don't have enough foster homes to keep up with the need. So that's great way to help. If people are looking for how to help animals next week and going forward, fostering is a wonderful and very fulfilling way to do that.
Do they have to be in Orange County to foster?
They need to
be
in
be
Southern
anywhere?
California, Southern California area. That
oh,
would
that's
be great.
Good to know.
Yeah. Greater LA, Northern San Diego, somewhere around there. And we typically place the older, injured, special needs dogs in foster first. I know everybody loves to foster a puppy, but usually the ones that need it the most are the ones that have been with us a little bit longer. So those are the ones that truly want to find a warm place to curl up.
Right. So important.
Yeah. So,
Maria,
thank you. We're so glad to learn about Berlin, and everybody should check back and check in on her on the website, and we'll post this update, and hopefully she'll find a home fairly soon.
Yes, I'm sure she will.
Well, we really appreciate it, Laura. Thank you for all you do for all the animals.
Right back at you, Maria. Right back at you.
All right. Well, I look forward to talking with you again soon.
Okay, you guys be well.
We will. Thank you.
Bye.
So that's Maria at the German Shepherd Rescue of Orange County, and you can find their website at gsroc.org. That's gsroc.org, and you can find all this information, of course, on Laura's website, thepetpsychic.com. So if you want to check back on that site, you'll see all the stuff from today's show on there, information, how to reach them, all that sort of thing. We only have 10 minutes left. What do you think?
Up to you, my friend. Up to you.
What do you think? Well, we got Kathy on the lines, and she's she had a what's it called, a consultation with you, I think about a week ago, and let's just put her on and she can tell you what she wants to talk about.
Okay.
Kathy?
Hey, yes.
Kathy.
Hi.
Hey,
hi.
So we only have a few minutes, so let's do it fast.
Be quick.
Okay, go.
Okay, so Laura, we spoke on Saturday, and you spoke to my cat, Mitzi, and she said that there was a something in the house that was messing with the lights, and we... Mitzi said that I needed to put flowers in the house, and I guess my husband said it was kind of mischief, like an elf, but the way Mitzi described it, it was really creepy, like with the beak and the claws, and that's how she saw it. Now, by talking to you, I don't, again, about them, I don't want to give them energy, but I want to make sure with the flowers and the things that I've done so far, am I getting rid of them? So I was wondering if you could talk to my black and white cat, Sneakers, who's a male, and if he has any suggestions.
Okay, so just for all of you, I spoke to the kitty, and he, was it he or she said that there were these, like, strange little trickster beings in the house that had beaks and wings. They were kind of like spirit beings, and they were sort of described to us as, like, almost like little, they weren't little children, but almost like little children that are need to be told to go away and stop playing in someone else's yard. And so now we're going to ask Snickers if putting the flowers, but I don't want you to be freaked out by them because I was not freaked out by them at all.
You weren't.
Like there was no part of me that thought that it was like a dark, scary spirit in your house. I really don't want you to go there with that because I really didn't get that.
Okay.
Okay, let me get Snickers. Hold on.
Sneakers, like the shoes.
Oh, Sneakers. Sorry. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right.
They only come seldomly now.
Good. Okay.
They just come through and peek through.
Oh, creepy.
We have a lot of protection around us.
Okay, cool.
I feel like the house is full of light.
I feel good.
I feel completely safe.
All right, Laura, thank you.
And I think the flowers look beautiful.
They're everywhere.
He says, I don't think the flowers are to ward anything off. I think the flowers are for us to enjoy.
Okay, fair enough.
That's the best thing about it. And that's interesting, too, because maybe the putting the flowers in the house, that's what it is for. Like, perhaps that it's just so that it brings your attention to beauty and to you're just not thinking of other things. You're not thinking of anything being in the house. You're thinking of something, you know, that smells good and looks beautiful.
Okay. All right. I feel better.
I feel
the way that you described it with, oh, he feels happy.
Yeah. It actually, they remind me of these drawings we used to draw when we were kids. They're like these little stick birds. But I really would not be worried at all. Yeah.
Okay.
I really
would. I
don't
want to get rid of them. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Kathy.
Okay. You
all right. Thanks a lot.
That is crazy. So
what
did they look like?
They looked like, what I recall them look like, because I remember thinking, like, oh, my gosh, like, what is that? They look like almost like cartoon birds with, like, big eyes and, like, mm-hmm. little stick feet and wings. and big curvy beak. But they look kind of like a cartoon.
Right, so they're tricksters. I mean, that doesn't mean
they're
bad.
They're tricksters, right. They're tricksters. Yeah, they're not bad at all. And for, like, for people who are like into like other dimensions and into the spirit world, I personally think that every human being sort of lives with some type of this stuff around. It's just part of like we all are entwined to all these different dimensions. It's just about how in tune you are to them. And
yeah.
So someone in their house happened to bring them up. But I think they were getting like lights flickering on and off, and that's why I was
right.
brought up. But I didn't get a freaked out feeling at all. Like, I have talked to some animals who've seen some pretty dark, scary, like Stephen King, Edgar Allan Poe in people's homes.
Yeah.
This was not scary at all. It was actually kind of cute and funny.
You know, earlier when we were talking to the poodle who had passed away, I was thinking,
yeah.
I wonder if it's possible if we can find pets that have lost their people and if we can see, like, you know, who are in rescue places or something like that who've lost their people, and maybe they could talk to their, we could talk to their people.
What do you mean we could talk to their people?
Like, there are people who have passed, right? Who, their pets are now in, like, these rescue places,
right.
So...
Yeah,
like,
oh,
reverse
I see, like,
it.
Lost their feet, like, dead, like, they're dead.
Yeah,
like they're dead. I would definitely do that. Deceased people.
Deceased people, there we go. Yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely do that. That
we
got to
find
fun.
People. We got to find pets, then. Pets who've
oh,
lost
Oh, there
feet.
Are so many. And you know what? I know so many that were in the house with their people for days before the people were found passed away.
Oh.
And those are amazing to talk to.
Well, maybe we can
those
gather
animals.
A couple and get their pictures and, you know, put them up on our Facebook and we'll have a little
oh,
section
yes.
of time. Okay,
okay,
we have a few minutes left. Who wants to do the words of wisdom today?
Stormy, honey? Stormy,
yeah, we
do
want
to do words? Yes, Stormy, people want you to do words of wisdom. Do you want to do words of wisdom today? You can tell everyone I'm open to new things. We were talking about this because Stormy's going to try a new herb to help his body, and he said he's a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has to be kind to yourself. Not just animals, because that's where it begins. And if you don't feel well, imagine a big sun inside you making you feel better. And your body is connected to heaven, so be heaven. Mom wants to get a German Shepherd, but I'm not ready. I lived with a really intense one. So, I mean, that's because she was Shepherd Wolf. Not just all the shepherds. All the shepherds are intense. Maybe just the shepherd wolf. I think to myself, you thought she was just a shepherd, but you did. You may do it again because I got her from German Shepherd to rescue Burbank. And now he thought she was just a German Shepherd.
Oh.
Wasn't
yeah, she definitely looks more than German Shepherd.
Yeah, Maya's definitely a wolf.
Yeah. Those are pretty good words of wisdom, Stormy.
He says that he's happy you're going to give your liver away.
Oh, thank you.
He says because he would do anything for his mom.
Oh.
That's me, if you're wondering.
That's awesome.
Well, he loves you.
Stormy. Thank you so much, Stormy. And, you know, I think Stormy should write a book. You know, with all these little quotes, like all these cool little words of wisdom. Stormy's Words of Wisdom, coffee table
book. You know
book.
What we've been thinking? Stormy says we've been thinking about making mugs. And I've been thinking about putting his picture and his quotes on mugs.
Oh, let's do that. I want one.
Yeah, see? People want one, Stormy. I think that'll be good.
Well, thanks everyone for listening to another episode of The Pet Psychic Radio. Go to Laura's page, thepetpsychic.com. That's thepetpsychic.com for all the information. You can check out our Facebook page, which is facebook.com, Pet Psychic Radio. And you can always post pictures of your pet and share your pets with our other listeners, talk about the show. anything you like. They're on our Facebook page. Laura, you have a Twitter account? You want to shout out your follow?
The Pet Psychic.
The Pet Psychic. Follow at The Pet Psychic. And check us out next week. We'll be here at the same time, Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thanks, everyone. She can talk to me.